Over the past few years, we've been following the career of blind comedian Jamie McDonald as he joins us once again, looking for more of us to go and see him, go and listen to him. Are you busy as always, Jamie?
Yeah, but I'm still never too busy to beg the listeners of RNIB Radio to come to shows.
I love your honesty.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm here, you know. I mean, these tickets are free, so I've got a new Radio 4 series. I did a Radio 4 series a couple of years ago called Life on the Blink, which was about losing sight. I've got retinitis pigmentosa. I got a second series of that recommissioned, and we are recording that in the Glasgow Stand on the 11th and 12th of March. It's a Saturday, Sunday. I think it's between like 4 and 6 p.m. or something. Recording 4 episodes. And yeah, the tickets are free, but you've got to book them. So you've got to go to an email address, which is admin@thestand.co.uk, and just see how many tickets you'd like. And it's I'm literally just writing the show just now. I'm writing the last episode, and this series is more focused on blind people, how we're treated in the world, you know, kind of like the stereotypes of blind people, you know, like braille reading, banana skin slipping, plate glass walking into, kind of people that we all actually are, and we're all quite individual. And this kind of idea that every kind of blind person must just be at his core or her core lovely, which is just not true. So it's it's good fun.
I'm lovely.
There you go.
I have walked into a few things though on the way to my lunch club after collecting my welfare payments. You know, I'm just keeping the stereotype going there.
Exactly, keep it going. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to bust. Most of us do just genuinely just try and live quite just a, you know, ordinary life. We don't all wake up in the morning in bits and go to bed. You know, generally quite there's me talking about stereotypes and using the word generally, so there goes my credibility.
Oh, that's all right, that's okay. Do you prefer the radio stuff to telly, because you've been on a few things recently as well on telly, you know, things like QI and so on, which people can still get, I believe, on the iPlayer, and you've been on Have I Got News For You?
Yeah, that's all good fun. Yeah, the telly stuff's great. QI was good, and what was quite funny actually about Have I Got News For You was we thought it would be quite funny because it's quite a visual show. I mean, a lot of kind of video sequences and people that, you know, look at the pictures of politicians, which of course I can't see, but we thought it'd be quite funny if I just guess at them. I think I guessed the Ford Fiesta was Vladimir Putin, you know, but I think people didn't realise that I was in the joke. So there was this like mad kind of Twitter storm thing after, like, the BBC have found a blind man on there. No adaptation to the format. It's a disgrace. I'm sorry, guys. I knew it was a good time. And somebody said, well, it's not about you. For God's sake. So, that was quite funny to have that kind of Twitter storm. Great publicity. I mean, don't get me wrong. But, it was a case of that. You'll have found it yourself. People getting angry on your behalf. It's like, I'm perfectly capable of getting angry on my own behalf if I need to do it.
I remember seeing the social medias around that, and there was this horror that a blind person was on a show that used pictures. And I'm thinking, it wouldn't bother me, and I'm thinking, they wouldn't just do that without checking with them. You know, is this all right?
Some of the suggestions as well were brilliant. It's like, they could have at least given them an earpiece. what the heck am I doing with an ear? What's coming through the earpiece, mate? A flick between people who are being well-meaning or people who are being incredibly patronising, depending on how I've woken up that morning, I think. I do like the radio. The radio is just, you know, what costs you millions to do the TV? You do the radio, but it's like, well, that's you on Mars now, you know? Especially for blind people, it's cracking, isn't it? You know, it's a leveller.
Do you prefer the radio stuff to the telly stuff? Not I'm thinking you just have to sit in a seat and you have to move around, but it does, as you say, you can be more versatile with what you're doing, what you're saying, and where you are. You know, that it may be audio, but you can paint a million pictures in people's minds, can't you?
You can, and it's just quicker. I'm in a sitcom with the Scots, and, you know, that's 6 episodes, and it's a great show to work on, and the people are lovely, and hopefully we'll get a third series of it and stuff. I'm in a few of the episodes, and you're there for days and days and days, and you think, if I'd been listening to the radio, I'd have just done half an hour. Yeah, you've got to keep reshooting from different angles, but it's a different beast, and it's very good fun. But I mean, I'm not going to even say I've got a preference, I'm just happy to be working.
What about the live stuff then? Are you going to be sort of on stage, on the road again this year or next?
I'm not doing a fringe show this year, but I'm always gigging. doing kind of mixed bills and stuff. And I'm doing the Glasgow Comedy Festival. Oh, hang on, I'm doing the Glasgow Comedy Festival, which is the week after the radio show. The radio show's on the 11th and 12th in the Stand in Glasgow, and then I'm doing my own show, Reasonably Adjusted, which is my fringe show from last year that was pretty well received. I am doing that in the Strathclyde Union on Saturday the 18th of March, and that, I'm afraid, is not free. You have to buy the tickets for that one. I think that's probably going to be the last time I do that show.
Well, it's in a student union, at least the alcohol will be cheap.
Exactly, yeah, that's all the comedy.
So you've got lots of irons in the fire, Jamie. If people want to follow you on socials or have a look at the website, keep up to date on what's going on, or find out if you're going to be in their neck of the woods, how do they do that?
So that funny blind guy on Facebook, at funny blind guy on Twitter, and jamiemcdonaldcomedian.com is the website. I'm trying to think, do I do anything else? Instagram. I don't really do Instagram. Like, it's all pictures, isn't it?
They keep adding things, don't they? Are you not on, do you mean you're not on TikTok? You're not on TikTok yet? You're turning into your parents, aren't you? That's too modern for me. I don't know how you do that.
Well, you know, the music all sounds the same as well.
Wasn't like that in your day.
Yeah.
They played instruments and everything.
Yes. Can people not just pick up a guitar now? Oh, no. It's all done on the computers.
Oh, Jamie, best of luck with the radio show. Do keep in touch with us. We'll catch up with you very soon. And thanks for joining us again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me on, Alan. Good to speak to you, pal.